With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says he believes that both Ukrainian President Zelensky and Russian Putin do want to end their war. The president is hosting Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago as part of efforts to broker an agreement that would end nearly years of fighting between Ukraine and Russia. And the president said earlier that Putin has not yet agreed to a ceasefire.
But I think we're finding ways that we can get around that. But I understand President Putin from that standpoint. You know, you have to understand the other side. And, you know, I'm on the side of peace. I'm on the side of stopping the war. So, but I think that's a problem that's going to get solved. Yeah.
There is a report of a massive infiltration of Hezbollah by Israel.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds that the report draws parallels to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. Ukrainian President Zelensky on Saturday did confirm that Canada will give his country a new assistance package after he spoke with the European leaders amid peace talks. And the shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and in its place, like every other year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts that didn't fit or didn't hit quite right. Holiday spending topped last year's haul, but growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. This is SRN News. A look at America's religiously unaffiliated.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man has been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts, knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. They've gone hog wild.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
The New York City transit system is retiring the MetroCard after more than 30 years. The gold and blue swipeable card was introduced in 1994 to replace the subway token, which had been used for half a century. The last sales and refills on MetroCards will be December 31st, though existing cards will still work for some time in 2026. More at SRNnews.com.